This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This is troubling to me when Shaletta on the phone tells Dave Harrigan, I have a story about your father, and we're talking on Valentine's Day. Are you my mom? Is that what I'm about? Dave, am I about to find out that Shaletta is more than just my friend? She has been my mother all along. I mean, you're much, much, much older than me. So
by 6 months, actually, I'm your older sister. In fact, I talked to my mama. And then she was telling me some stuff. And she was like, this guy, his name is Sid. You know, I didn't want to tell you. And I was like, what? I think I know that dude.
Yeah. So we're brother and sister then.
That would be one heck of a reality show. That is one heck of a show.
That'd be good. Okay, so what's your story?
So I go to the eye doctor today because apparently at 53, you get a treat. You get something called floaters. Have you ever heard of floaters?
I have. I'm
do you
lucky.
Have them?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I was thought it was lightning outside. And so I was like, oh, my God, it's lightning and it's snowing. Okay. And I told the kids, I said, it's lightning. And they were looking outside. They were like, Mom, we don't see any lightning. I was like, y'all, it's lightning. I see it. It's all, y'all don't see the lightning. And then I was like, okay, the kids are just pranking me. Kind of like when they told me they were out of school today, but they really were. And I had no child care. Uh-huh. Like that. And so then all of a sudden, gnats were flying around my house. So I was swatting away the gnats. And so the kids got afraid. They called Sean. He came over, and I was like, you don't see these gnats, these bugs. They're just flying all over the house. I keep telling the kids to help me kill these bugs. I'm walking around the house with a fly swatter. And he said, Shaletta, you have something called floaters. Thank God he went to medical school. And so he explained it to me. So I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I saw Dr. Thomas Lang over at Alina in Bloomington. And he told me that I have these floaters, confirmed what Sean was saying, because, of course, I didn't believe him. You know, I need another medical professional to confirm anything he tells me, even though he did graduate from medical school. And so I had on my I'm Good Friends with Sid Hartman shirt, which I wear to the doctor all the time so that the doctors will give me great health equity. And so he said, that's true story. And so he said that I have a Sid Hartman story. I mean, he just lit up. And he said, how do you know Sid Hartman? I was like, oh, you know, his son and I were just like really good best friends. And he said, oh, my God, I have a Sid Hartman story. So I played soccer when I was a young man at college at the U of M. And I got an academic soccer scholarship from this group. And Sid was at their banquet, their fundraiser, when they presented me with my check. And he wrote a blurb about me in his column.
Oh, nice.
He was just so excited about it. And he also was excited that he got a chance to rub it in the faces of the other soccer players, because apparently he wasn't the best person on his team, but he had the best grades. So this scholarship went to the soccer player who had the best grades. And so everybody else was jealous that he got written up in Sid's column because he wasn't even the best player on the team. So they took offense to that.
Well, because of this radio station and the University of Minnesota, Lindsay would have to remind me, was it tied to when my father turned 85? Was it tied to when my father had been here 40 years, something like that, where there was a big event downtown where the station carried it, the station drove it, and a lot of big names, my father's close personal friends, showed up. And a lot of people, a lot of sponsors, a lot of individuals contributed money. So they started a scholarship in my father's name where, it's endowed, so it's the money keeps building year after year after year. And it's not just, football players and basketball players, the main sports my father was a part of, and individuals from the U of M receive help in a scholarship on my father's name. Now, my father being my father, of course, he would take credit for it. And listen, the event was in his name, but it was from all the sponsors' money. It was from all the individuals' money. My father was very charitable in different areas. Don't get me wrong. But this one was all from other people donating the money. And so Lou Nanny was a huge part of it. And I know a couple of times I was with my father and Louie, and he'd go, that scholarship I created? And Louie'd have to say, yes, Sid, you didn't give any money for that, by the way. That's it's in your name, but everybody else contributed. So
I love your dad's style. He really could be my dad. I mean, I see a lot of similarities when y'all tell me these stories about how he takes credit for stuff and, that other people do. And, I really like his style. I do. I really do.
Okay, so the floaters. What are we doing about the floaters? What's happening going forward?
They did a lot of tests. They dilated my eyes, so I'm right now with the blue blockers on. You remember the blue blockers?
I hate those.
I'm right now with the blue blockers on, so I look like a 85-year-old lady in Cottage Grove. I'm just going about 32 miles an hour, and I got my hands on 10 and 2. And so he said that they're normal, apparently. He said usually between 55 and 65, that's when people start seeing them. He said it's not anything to be concerned about. If you get them, they did check the retina and all this other stuff to make sure that everything looked good. But he said, unless it starts impairing my vision or I see more lightning or it gets worse, there's just something that I'm going to have to live with. He said he got them. Who knew? I didn't see this in the entire 53 handbook. I didn't. Do you have them?
I don't. I'm lucky. So I'm quirky. When I first came back to town and first started broadcasting Wolves games, I would go to certain arenas, and my distance vision, it wasn't very good, and I ended up getting glasses, okay? Then about the next year, at some point, I'm going back to these same arenas, including Target Center, and I would, take my glasses on and off, and I'd say, I don't need my glasses anymore. And so I had a different eye doctor then. And he said, there are some people in their 20s who have a brief lapse in distance vision, and then it comes back. And my distant vision is as good now as it's ever been at any point in my life. Now, he told me, my current eye doctor, great guy, told me a couple years ago, if you wanted to wear cheaters, you could start. But you don't have to. Well, I started, and then once your eyes get adjusted to it, so now I basically walk around with 4 cheaters everywhere I go.
But that's
I deal
amazing
with that,
that you have better vision than you did when you were in your 20s. It's not supposed to go that way.
It's strange, right? Yeah, it's odd. I hope it stays that way. But I know
too.
Plenty of people in my life who have eye issues.
Floaters?
So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, you know, be doing my follow-up stuff with Dr. Thomas Lang, the former soccer player who's over at Alina in Bloomington. He told me to tell you hi. And then once I kept talking to him, he was like, you're the gal that's on with Chad. I was like, yeah, that's me. He was like, okay, now I remember, because I remember you saying something about Chad was blocking people on the radio for complaining about you sounding too black, and you said, this is who I am, and that's where I sound, and right on, sister. I said, okay, brother.
Thank you. And here's a reminder on that, because people disagreeing with me through text here, at 651-461-9226, or through email. You can send me an email, no problem, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. As long as it doesn't get vile and offensive, I'm not going to block you. I will never, ever block someone who just disagrees with you, Shaletta, or me. It's when it crosses the line. But recently, just out of the fun, I had someone write me a lengthy letter and send it to my home address.
Oh.
So, yeah, let's pass on that. And by the way, just distortions and lies and strange theories. So I will go back and forth. I think plenty of people who text know I will try to respond to plenty of texts. You may not agree with what I say. I may not agree with you. But as long as it doesn't get beyond a level where we all can recognize it's not that complicated, that's no problem. When it gets to the racial animus or the flat-out racist comments that you faced at times, you're damn right I block them, and I will continue to do that. That doesn't mean if somebody disagrees with you, I will step in. Never. No, and by the way, other people do it too. Our bosses do it too. We want to encourage you to interact with us on Twitter and all the platforms with some level of decency. Okay, speaking of that, I want to talk to you about social media, and also, since it's Valentine's Day, I think I might have a guy for you. I think I might have somebody for you.
I was just wondering what I was going to do today. Okay, I hope he's not busy, because guess what? I don't have the kids this weekend. I don't have anything to do. I bathed and brushed my teeth this morning, and I have no takers. Okay, I hope you really have a guy for me, because I don't want to be in the house by myself, even without my kids tonight.
Type A personality and not afraid of controversy and rich.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. I'll tell you about him when we come back here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that is an efficient turnaround. I mean, that was 30 minutes ago with a very accurate statement from Major Garrett. Shaletta's here.
Okay, first of all, why did I have to wait that long? He put some extra commercials in there and made me wait because he knew I wanted to find out who this man is that you have for me.
Stop. Okay, you want the man first?
Hello?
Would you rather this man be a white man or a black man?
I don't care.
Don't care. Okay, black man. Okay?
Okay.
I knew you didn't care. Involved in music.
Okay.
Okay. involved in shoes and other enterprises.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Outspoken, not afraid to shock us and surprise us with opinions which seem out of the norm.
Okay.
Sounds like you, right? You're not afraid to shock us.
I'm not. I'm not. No.
Recently separated and is headed to divorce with his wife.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
His name is Kanye West. Kanye West.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now. I hate you. I hate you. I'm texting the barber like, give me a haircut. I'm going to have a date.
Come on. You and Ye. Come on.
No, my blood pressure is not set up for Kanye. His wife is leaving him, the one that he made strip down to her skivvies in front of the Grammys, the one that he's got parading around town looking just like Kim Kardashian. The child, at one point I wanted to ask her to blink twice to see if she was in need of help. I mean, really, this guy is bananas.
He is. He's troubled, and he offers up filth and hate-filled comments. Now, there was one report today suggesting they're getting back together. It's erroneous. I cannot imagine what that dynamic is. he has a significant level of intelligence, but he also clearly has mental health. He also has hatred. I mean, he is openly anti-Semitic in just a grotesque way. And he continues to make decisions and comments which cost him a staggering amount of money. And there, no
he's
signs
anti-
of slowing
everything.
Down.
He is anti-black. He's anti-everything. Yeah. You know, he basically said slavery was a willing industry, and that, you know, if it was that many people who, you know, decided to be slaves, it sounds like something that they wanted to do. You know, so I don't think this young man has been the same since his mama died. I mean, if you look at who he was before his mother passed away, you know, a great musician and producer and composer, to what he's got going on now, you know, even us, right, as adults, if someone who is a mother or like a mother figure calls us and says, sit down somewhere, you're doing too much, yes, ma'am, okay. He doesn't have anybody who's going to tell him, sit down and hush, find a seat somewhere, fix your face, stop all this yin-yanging, you are doing way too much, leave that young lady alone, make her put some clothes on. You know, I don't think he has anybody to be, he doesn't have an accountability partner.
Well, but
I
don't
think
you
that was his mother for so long.
I think that's a fair point. But he knows so many people who at one point cared for him. I don't know if they care for him now. But who at times when it could be a significant mental health issue, or there's just absolute vile comments coming out of his mouth. I get it resonates even different if you're extraordinarily close with a dad or a mom. But I'm sure he's had other people. I just don't know how much of this is his mental health versus
this is just who he is.
He's just is filled with hate and wants to profit from. And he's selling swastikas. I mean, off a website, off of Super Bowl commercials. It's just gross. Okay.
And I remember Dave Chappelle saying that, you know, at one time when he was running for president, I believe it was, and he had made some just real inappropriate comments, which is what he does every Tuesday now, apparently, that Dave Chappelle literally got on a plane and went to check on him. Like, I needed to see you. I needed to lay eyes on you to make sure that it was you saying this. Are you okay? And, I mean, just to check on him is one thing, but to hold him accountable and get him to change his behavior, you know, I just hate that his mother is not here, and I hate that he is tarnishing his musical legacy the way that he's been doing.
Someone you have touted for a long time is Michelle Obama. Camped out, stalking her.
Yes.
Want to be sisters with her?
Yes, I would.
Move in with her?
Sleepover, girlfriend time. Galentine's, which is the girlfriends. This is my Galentine's Day. Me, Valerie Jarry, Michelle Obama, and Kamala Harris. That's my ultimate Galentine's. If I'm praying for something, That's what I want for Galentine's.
What about Dave Harrigan? Can he be a part of this group?
He could drive us around, maybe. He could be like a security. Mm-hmm. Or he could make sure we get, he could be our designated driver, but he can't like hang out with us. He could just sit in the car and let it idle outside so that we don't have to get in the cold car. Nobody wants to get in the cold car.
For the right amount of money, you know Dave. I know Dave.
He's down.
He's available.
He's so down. He is so available.
Yeah, yeah.
$10.
So, $10, exactly.
And then he'll
That's
sell,
not an
he'll
hour.
Behind,
That's
wait,
total.
He'll sell behind-the-scenes photos for millions, the behind-the-scenes video and stories for millions. So that $10 is really just a finder's fee.
Okay. We've had these rumors the last few months. Barack and Michelle, what's going on? Jennifer Aniston looped into this somehow. But then today, there's a Valentine's Day picture with both of them, happy as can be. Have you bought any of the scuttlebutt about the trouble with the Obamas?
You know, I had not bought it, but I don't know the last time I've seen them together.
It's been a while.
I mean, if somebody can show me a picture, and I'm a Michelle Obama stalker, right? If somebody could show me a picture of them together, then I think I would feel better if I saw some video of them getting on a boat waving or getting on a plane waving or having dinner together. And, you know, somebody's got the long wide angle lens and you could see them smooching or something. Then I think I would feel better. But the fact that we have not seen them together in quite a while, which when they were a very visible, very together couple for so long, is concerning. Now, I don't want to see no old picture of them on social media smiling for Valentine's Day. I want to see some new, we out to dinner, we at the restaurant, we at the house having a candlelight dinner. I want to see some new stuff. And if I see some new stuff and they still smiling, I'm good. But don't show me these pictures from 1983 smiling. I want to see some 2025 smiling Valentine's Day pictures.
Okay. I got to go. Are you on tomorrow?
Bye-bye. I am. I'm on from 12 to 3, and I know we were going to talk about social media. So starting next week, I'm completely off social media, every single platform. I'm only doing the newsletter. You can sign up at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. All of my social media handles will be deleted, and if you want to get your funny back, you want to keep laughing, you want to keep updating on what I'm doing with me and the kids, you go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and sign up for my newsletter, because what I've seen with the current administration and the three wise web men sitting behind him at the inauguration is that they're tinkering with the algorithms for social media, and for those of us who make money that way, it is messing with our money. I have to be able to control my numbers. I can't report to my clients, I got one like today, or I got 10 likes today, when before this administration took hold, I was getting 100,000 likes on a post. It's just ridiculous what's going on.
Yeah, I know you've thought about this a lot. I want us to talk about it right from the start next week. So, again, where can people get the newsletter? Remind them, starting Monday.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is where you can sign up for my online newsletter, going old school 5 days a week. Shaletta's newsletter. You like that? Shaletta's newsletter. I thought that was so brilliant.
I figured you would. That does not surprise me. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks.
Valentine's Day. That's the topic next, Harrigan. We want right answers and wrong answers. Where should you be with your significant other today? Should we just stay in Minnesota, or do you want to just broaden out to planet Earth? Your call.
I think we keep it local today.
Okay. In the state of Minnesota, your ideal location, if all was right, where would you like to be on Valentine's Day night? And then also, wrong answers only, where would you like to be tonight on Valentine's Day? And then, Dave, we'll have to determine if it's a right or wrong answer.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
651-461-9226. Dave, among the texts coming in, Deja vu. They have a tremendous hot dog buffet.
Remind the story.
Okay, so will a single person try to convince their significant other that deja vu, how long has deja vu been around? Decades, right? For sure, decades. Will any couple head to the view, to deja vu for tonight? What's your guess? What's your number, Dave Aragon?
I'm going to give you an over-under of 2.5 couples will traverse it to the VU tonight.
I'm going under.
You don't think so? There's plenty of open relationships out there, Chad. People who are, you know, interested in adding other people to the festivities.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your actual? So you're saying about 3 or 4 is then your number if you're going 2.5.
I'm saying it could be higher. Yes.
Counseling. Now that could be both an accurate answer, Dave. Or a wrong answer.
Yes, it could. It could.
Be a tough night, though. Tough day for counseling, right?
Yeah, tough day for the counselor, too, if you got to stay late on Valentine's to help a couple through their struggles.
This is either the right answer or the wrong answer, and that, of course, is Climax, Minnesota. Didn't we do this before? Give me the cities in Minnesota with the sexual overtones.
Fertile.
Weren't we shocked by the number of cities people sent in?
It's a good amount of towns.
Because Climax for sure fits in the category. The U of M wrestling match against Iowa to see the heavyweight gold medal winner. There will be couples. I'm assuming that's at the Maturi Pavilion?
Would make sense.
I would think so. Fitness center with the wife tonight. Okay. Now, that could be good if you and your significant other like to exercise together.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds okay. But if you go to your significant other, male or female, and say, "Hey, chubby, tonight's the night we turn a new leaf and we head to the fitness place." That's not good.
I mean, you don't have to address them as chubby. You could do it a little bit kinder. Say, "You know, I've noticed you've really let yourself go for a while now. We're going to ease off the heart-shaped box of chocolates this year and go clanging and banging, if you know what I mean."
Ozempic? You're lining up the Ozempic for Valentine's?
Can you do a heart-shaped box of Ozempic and Wegovy?
The King of Diamond buffet line with AC and the lobster. I'd like to be with Steve Perry at my place singing "Don't Stop Believing." Oh, my God. I wouldn't even open the door. If the Lutzen Resort was still open and not burned down, that's where I would like to be with my better half. I bet Lutzen, very popular.
I'm sure they did a very nice Valentine's Day dinner for couples that were enjoying perhaps the skiing for the weekend. That would be perfect.
Whatever happened to the Love Doctor segment you used to have on? That was great. Well, first of all, we put it on Twitter, and then the actual Love Doctor threatened to sue us. Like he's the actual Love Doctor. Like he's the only Love Doctor. But I think he had a patent on it, right?
Sounds
something.
Right. Yeah, the lawsuit, the threats came before I joined the program.
Yes, yes. I was hoping you'd take it on. So now the Doctor of Love, but the Doctor of Love today gave us the Heisman. We thought we had the Doctor of Love signed up. And the Doctor Love dumped us. I don't know. Maybe the Doctor Love's on with Common right now.
It could be. And, you know, it could just be I guess just a casualty of this show being so successful that the Doctor of Love has just built up such a huge pile of business, he can't get to us anymore.
Mm-hmm. There are some cities, I'm unwilling to say, in Minneapolis, fertile. We can say that one.
Sure we can.
Does it count if I'm there to visit my significant other at work? I guess if you surprise her, that could work, right?
Sure. It doesn't even have to be a surprise. If the significant other is working, the late shift, you show up with a nice little to-go dinner, that's okay.
Yeah, but if you just stop by and say, hey, nice to see you, going to happy hour with my buddies, I don't think that one works very well.
Happy hour, I'm going to go check out the hot dog buffet.
Exactly. Chad, as an independent candidate for the vacant Minnesota Senate seat, I wanted to let you and your listeners know that it's snowing in Lakeville.
Okay.
This show, until it gets to, what's our policy? 10 inches of snow, don't text us.
Where could they send their snow totals, though, Chad?
They could. Adam.Carter@Odyssey.com. We would love either totals, Adam.Carter@Odyssey.com, or pictures.
Yes.
He loves some pictures, right?
The before and afters from perhaps the patio or the deck to show where the snow is at this morning and where it is when the storm leaves us this afternoon.
That'd be very good. Among the texts, my wife and I just enjoyed a great lunch at Punch Pizza to celebrate Valentine's Day and our 44th anniversary.
Wow, good for you.
That's good, right?
That's very good.
Meal for two at Burger King. Where do you stand on Burger King?
Not a BK guy.
I'm not a big BK guy, but their onion rings are solid. And how about this one? The conjugal visit hut at the Stillwater Prison.
Is it a hut? Whoa. Is it an actual hut?
I don't know. How many prisons still allow a conjugal visit?
You're very popular day.
0 to 100. What's your guess? It's got to be really low, right? 5%?
That number might be a little high. I think we've moved past the conjugal visits.
Have we? Well, should we move past? If they feel like it eases tension, so to speak, you got to do what you got to do. But I hope there's a power wash in there.
If my gal was locked up in the sneezer for a while and she said, hey, I've got this idea. They got the hut over there.
In the hut.
Ooh. Yes. I'm bringing a lot of Lysol.
Oh, it's got to be more than Lysol. That's not enough.
Bleach.
You're bringing the fire department in there.
Fire department and a priest.
Yes. Okay. Staying with the dating game. A story I saw in the Wall Street Journal. Dating tips. Okay. It's Valentine's Day. Dating tips. We'll react to these, and also somebody says for Adam, adam.carter@odyssey.com, what kind of pictures? That's up to you, Dave. that is up to you to decide what sort of pictures you want to send him at adam.carter@odyssey.com. Don't forget, Am I Wrong? Among our segments next hour with Mr. Harrigan. So, this is a matchmaking expert story that popped up late last night, Wall Street Journal, and the Journal Today. Here are some of the tips this person offered up, Dave Harrigan. Date him till you hate him. Read the graph. Okay, I don't mean you should actually hate someone. just that you should continue dating until you're 100% sure this is definitely not your person. How many people do that? If you have a bad first experience, well, with Susie being an encounter.
Yes.
A date, whatever it might be. How many people say, and again, it depends how bad, but it's just, it's not ugly, it's not uncomfortable, it's not inappropriate, but you just, there's no click. There's no spark. It's not funny, it's not interesting. Physical chemistry. I got to believe most people are just in the pattern of, I'm good. Saw enough, don't wish you any harm, but you're not who I'm here to see.
Yeah, I'd hope so. It's much seems much better than putting up with something you're not interested in.
Yeah. Next one. Hands off dating. Try to avoid any physical intimacy for the first. How many dates? What's your guess, Dave? Try to avoid any physical intimacy for the first how many dates?
Two.
Five.
Five. I mean, are we talking even a smooch?
Going to bed with someone you're just getting to know is like reading the third page of a novel. So that's another part of this description. Listen, everybody has their own decisions. And if someone is I don't know if they're a serial dater or they're with somebody and they're not with that person and then they're back out. I don't know what the number is, but Dave Herrig, if you had to guess, by the time you could do a third or a fourth date, things are going well, right? I have no idea. Okay. What's your guess? The typical person has sex with someone. And now we're talking adults. We're not talking kids here. After what date?
I mean, it depends what you're looking for. But if somebody is looking for, the opportunity for
a relationship.
Yeah, a long-term relationship.
Yep.
I think between 5 and 10 is a fair number.
I think it's shorter than that.
You would.
I think it's 3 to 4. That's my guess.
That shows your morals.
But I didn't say like it's the end of civilization.
That's what I'm hearing.
You have to do that.
That's what I'm hearing. No, I mean, let's be honest though, the physical intimacy, that could mess with your head. Are you really attracted to the person or just the intimacy?
Right. Or, by the way, you could click with this person, but in the end, if the sex is awful, that's going to play a part.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody has to be ashamed about that.
No, you've never been ashamed about that.
You know what? I said that and I thought, I'm just walking into this. Yeah. I would have never done something like that.
No.
There's others, but I'll finish with this. Splitting the bill splits the connection. Do you think that's a mistake? Frugal man. The man who's frugal and represents frugal America, do you think that screws up the connection?
No, it's fine because I'm showing up with a gift card.
And it might be an old gift card,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very old. But, it'll complain enough and it'll still work.
Yeah, I think most gift cards, even with expiration dates, they still take them. All right, CBS, Ari, and a little all-time TV talk early next hour.